One of the first things about doing strength-based work is to understand and really think about what's meant by strengths. Doing this provides you with a lot of different definitions. They can be trait-like qualities that reside in the person. Michael Rutter's earlier work on resiliency and Seligman's work on positive development talk about protective factors or resiliencies that come into play in the face of adversity. Strengths may be intrinsic to people, for example, qualities and behavioral patterns, or focused on the resources around them. One of your readings by McConnell, Savage, and Brightcruz addresses resilience of families with children with behavioral challenges. They found that social support and financial stability correlated more heavily with outcomes than the behavioral characteristics of the children. This means that we need to consider both the strengths family members bring to the situation and situational strengths. Many of you may be familiar with the 40 developmental assets. That literature has really come full circle, starting off almost like a pop psychology type of approach, but it's really got a very strong research base now. This is then further elaborated by several researchers, including Lerner and his colleagues. One of the things that they have done is a lot of work on strength-based and developmental assets, and taking the 40 developmental assets, which can be a little bit unwieldy for direct work at times, and looking at different databases, including the 4-H database, and trying to see, if we do a factor analysis, how these kind of boil down. So I would refer you to their work. You may also want to go and look at developmental assets. I put the link in your resources for the Search Institute. They have several checklists for preschool on up to adolescence with self-report that outline these assets. Look at some that are internal to the individual, some that are within the family, some that are in the community. The checklist can be a nice companion if you want to do some eco-mapping as well. So you will see some themes, I hope, as we go through the different ways people have characterized strengths. But I think that the Lerner work is quite strong. In addition, you have been provided a PowerPoint developed by the University of Iowa National Resource Center for Family-Centered Practice, NRCFCP, of a strengths-based functional family assessment. Their website provides additional resources.